ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. लेट अस स्ट्रेट वे गो टू द उपनिषद् मंत्र चांटिंग फर्स्ट. कृष्णयजुर्वेदे काठकशाखायां काठकोपनिषदि अथवा कठोपनिषदि प्रथमोऽध्याये प्रथमावल्ली. दि फर्स्ट सेक्शन ऑफ द फर्स्ट चैप्टर ऑफ द कठोपनिषद इन काठकशाखा काठक ब्रांच ऑफ कृष्णयजुर्वेद. उशन्ह वै वाजश्रवसः सर्ववेदसन्ददौ तस्य ह नचिकेता नाम पुत्र आस तगुम्हकुमारगं सन्तं दक्षिणासु नीयमानासु श्रद्धा विवेश सोमन्यत पीतोदका जग्धतृणा दुग्धदोहा निरीन्द्रियाः अनन्दान्नामते लोकास्तान् स गच्छति ता ददत् स होवाच पितरम् तत् कस्मै मां दास्यतीति द्वितीयम् तृतीयम् तम् होवाच मृत्यवे त्वा ददामीति बहूनामेमि प्रथमो बहूनामेमि मध्यमः किं स्विद्यमस्य कर्तव्यम् यन्मयाद्य करिष्यति अनुपश्य यथा पूर्वे प्रतिपश्य तथा परे सस्यमिव मर्त्यः पच्यते सस्यमिवा जायते पुनः वैश्वानरः प्रविशति अथितिर्ब्राह्मणो गृहान् तस्यैतां शान्तिं कुर्वन्ति हरवैवस्वतोदकम् आशाप्रतीक्षे सङ्गतम् सूनृताञ्च इष्टापूर्ते पुत्रपशुंश्च सर्वान् एतद्वृङ्क्ते पुरुषस्याल्पमेधसो यस्यानश्चन्वसति ब्राह्मणो गृहे. तिस्रो रात्रीर्यदवात्सीर्गृहे मे तिस्रो रात्रीर्यदवात्सीर्गृहे मे अनश्नन् ब्रह्मन्नथितिर्नमस्यः नमस्तेऽस्तु ब्रह्मन् स्वस्ति वेऽस्तु तस्मात्प्रति त्रीन्वरान् वृणीष्व शान्तसङ्कल्पः सुमना यथा स्याद् वीतमन्युर्गौतमो माभिमृत्यो त्वत्प्रसृष्टम् माभिवदेत् प्रतीतये तत्त्रयाणाम् प्रथमम् वरम् वृणे यथा पुरस्ताद् भविता प्रतीत औद्दालकिरारुणिर्मत्प्रसृष्टः सुखम् रात्रीशयिता वीतमन्युस्त्वाम् ददृशिवान् मृत्युमुखात् प्रमुक्तम् स्वर्गे लोके न भयम् किञ्च नास्ति न तत्र त्वम् जरया बिभेति उभेति त्वा अशनाया पिपासे शोकात्तिगो मोदते स्वर्गलोके स्वर्गे लोके न भयम् किञ्च नास्ति न तत्र त्वम् न जरया बिभेति उभेति त्वा अशनाया पिपासे शोकातिगो मोदते स्वर्गलोके सत्त्वमग्निम् स्वर्ग्यमध्येति మృత్యో సత్వం సత్వమగ్నిం స్వర్గమధ్యేషి మృత్యో ప్రబ్రోహితం స్తద్దధానాయ మహ్యం ప్రబ్రోహితం ప్రబ్రోహితం శబ్దధానాయ మహ్యం స్వర్గలోకా అమృతత్వం భజంత ఏతద్వితీయేన వృణే వరేణ స్వర్గలోకా అమృతత్వం భజంత ఏతద్వితీయేన వృణే వరేణ స్వర్గలోకా అమృతత్వం భజంత ఏతద్వితీయేన వృణే వరేణ సత్వమగ్నిం స్వర్గమధ్యేషి మృత్యో ప్రబ్రోహితం సద్దధానాయ మహ్యం స్వర్గలోక అమృతత్వం భజంత ఏతద్వితీయేన వృణే వరేణ ప్రతే బ్రవీమి తదు మే నిబోధ ప్రతే బ్రవీమి తదు మే నిబోధ స్వర్గమగ్నిం నచికేతః ప్రజానన్ అనంతలోకాప్తిమథో ప్రతిష్ఠాం అనంతలోకాప్తిమథో ప్రతిష్ఠాం విద్ధి త్వమేతం నిహితం గుహాయాం గుహాయాం విద్ధి త్వమేతం నిహితం గుహాయాం ప్రతే బ్రవీమి తదు మే నిబోధ స్వర్గమగ్నిం నచికేతః ప్రజానన్ అనంతలోకాప్తిమథో ప్రతిష్ఠాం విద్ధి త్వమేతం నిహితం గుహాయాం లోకాదిమగ్నిం లోకాదిమగ్నిం తమువాచ తస్మై లోకాదిమగ్నిం తమువాచ తస్మై యా ఇష్టకా యావతీర్ యావతీర్వా యథావా యా ఇష్టకా యావతీర్వా యథావా సచాపి తత్ ప్రత్యవదత్ సచాపి తత్ ప్రత్యవదత్ యథోక్తమథాస్య యథోక్తమథాస్య మృత్యుః పునరేవాహ తుష్టః యథోక్తమథాస్య సచాపి తత్ ప్రత్యవదత్ యథోక్తమథాస్య మృత్యుః పునరేవాహ తుష్టః ఓకే వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్ We saw in yesterday's class that Lord Yama was really hurried by his family members and he really approached Nachiketaha, Nachiketas and he offered three boons. He first offered his salutations. Namaste astu Brahmana. Oh, Brahmana boy, salutations unto you. Trin Varan Vrunishwa. May you choose to ask for three boons in order to compensate that you stayed in my house three nights without eating. Anashnan tisraha ratrihi anashnan madgrihe tamadhyavatsihi. Please do ask so that he would avoid having pratyavaya papam. Then the 10th mantra we saw, Nachiketas expressed his first boon, what he wanted as a first boon. Nachiketas expressed what he wants as a first boon. So many things constituted his first boon. So we saw, first thing, as a first boon, Nachiketas wanted his father to be peaceful, relaxed, not to worry about him. And he did not want his father to be upset and angry with him. And even when he would be released from by Lord Yama, when he goes back also, his father should be able to recognize him and talk to him how he used to talk to him before he came to Yamaloka. This formed the contents of the first boon. Let's read the mantra now. Shanta sankalpa sumana yathasyad vitamanyur gautamoma bhimrityo tat prasrishtam abhivadet pratita yetatrayanam prathamam varam vrune. He mrityo trayanam prathamam varam yetad vrune. I choose to ask this as the first of three boons which offered. Thereby, see that my father remains absolutely tranquil minded, shanta sankalpaha, sumanaha, pleased minded. The double emphasis, he must be tranquil minded, he must be pleased minded. And vita manyuhu, he must be free from anger. That he should not have any anger towards me, that I came away arguing, convincing him without accepting his request. So, he must be free from anger. My father Gautamaha, Pratitaha, as the one who has recognized me, released by you, sent back by you, he should talk to me. Abhivade, he should talk to me kindly as how he used to before, talk to me before. And this is the first boon I choose of the three you have offered. The 11th mantra we saw, Nachiketas, how Lord Yama bestowed him the first boon. Lord Yama agreed to fulfill his first boon. He gave him whatever exactly was asked by Nachiketas. Yatha purastad bhavita. Yatha purastad. How exactly your father was before all this, before you came to Yamaloka. Before even the ritual was conducted, held, before how he was exactly, he will be like before. Yatha purastha tatha bhavita. Bhavita means he will be, your father will be how he was before. Pratitaha, as the one who has recognized you, mat prasrishtaha. How being blessed by me, mat prasrishtaha, blessed by me, as one has recognized you, your father, audalakihi arunihi, sukham ratrihi shayita, definitely he will be the one who has proper sleep, one who has good sleep comfortably, happily, peacefully. Definitely, he will be free from anger, vitamanyuhu. Tvam dadrishivan, mrutya mukhat pramuktam tvam dadrishivan. As the one who has seen you released by me, who got released from my mouth, from the jaws of me, my mouth, and from my mouth, Lord Death, Lord Yama, he'll be able to recognize you. So, the 10th mantra presents the first boon, Nachiketas presents the contents of the first boon. The second boon, the 11th verse presents how Lord Yama offered him the first boon, all that Nachiketas wanted as his first boon. Okay, The 12th mantra we saw, Nachiketas, before he chose to ask for the second boon, he presented the glorification of heaven. Why does he glorify heaven? Because heaven is of such glorification, and to go to that heaven to enjoy such tremendous heavenly pleasures, to have heavenly life, one must earn punyam. And to earn that abundance of punyam to be eligible to go to that heaven, which is of that glorification, one must specifically perform a specific ritual, not any ritual. A specific ritual should be performed. Therefore, Nachiketas is going to ask Lord Yama to teach him that specific ritual, by performing which properly, one can accumulate punyam, as a result of which one will be able to go to higher lokas, with heaven. Therefore, the 12th mantra we saw, Nachiketas really presents the glorification of heaven. Okay, new lesson. Swarge loke na bhayam kinchanasti. See, swarga loke is a compound word. If it's a vigraha vakyam, swarge loke. Swarga loke, compound word. Swarge loke bhayam na bhayam kinchanasti. Bhayam kinchana. Na asti swarge loke. There's no fear at all in heaven. Na tatra tvam. And you know why there's no fear? Because there's no time factor in heaven. O Lord Yama, you are not there. Na tatra tvam. You are not there means Lord Yama does not go to heaven to grab the lives of people, beings there. Therefore, na jaraya vibheti. The inhabitant of heaven does not fear, does not get frightened of old age. Jaraya na vibheti. Tatra tvam na, oh Lord Yama, you are not there. There's no time factor. Which means time, of course, time, so heaven is time bound, but relatively, the life in heaven is much longer life when compared to the span of life in the world of mortals. When compared to the lifespan of mortals in this world, life, the span of life of heavenly beings is much, much more, much longer. Therefore, he says, so you are not there. And Darayana Bheti, there's no such a thing called fear of old age. So one does not get frightened of old age. And second thing, Ashanaya Pipase, it's a dual word. Ashanaya hunger, Pipasa thirst. Okay, Ashanaya Akaranta Strilinga Shabdaha. Ashanaya is equal to Kshudha, Bubuksha, Bubuksha or Kshudha, hunger. Pipasa means thirst. Ashanaya, hunger. Pipasa, thirst. So Ashanaya Pipase, dual form. Ashanaya Pipase, Ube Tirtva. Ube means both. Ashanaya Pipase, Ube Tirtva. So being free from both hunger and thirst, So people in heaven, the heavenly beings, are free from hunger and thirst. Shoka Atigraha, the person, the inhabitant of heaven, a heavenly being, has gone to heaven, being free from hunger and thirst. Shoka Atigraha, as the one who has crossed, as the one who is free from grief. Shoka Atigraha. Shokam Atigachati iti Shoka Atigraha. Shokam Atigachati iti Shoka Atigraha. The one who has overcome grief. Shoka Atigraha. Shoka Atigraha. Sargaloke Modate. A person rejoices. Modate. A person revels. A person rejoices, delights in the heaven. Sargaloke. See, the last word, Sargaloke, is a compound word. The first, Sargaloke, is a non-compound word. Okay? So, Sargaloke Modate. A heavenly being has gone to heaven, rejoices in heaven, in the world of heaven. How? Shoka Atigraha. As the one who has overcome grief, and as the one who has become free from hunger and thirst, maybe both this hunger and thirst. And in that Sargaloka, a person, there's no such a thing called fear at all. And there's no Lord Yama, there's not go there. Tvam Ratrana, who's telling whom? Nachiketa is talking to Lord Yama. Jaraya na vibheti. Jara means old age. Jaraya na vibheti. One does not fear. One does not get frightened of old age. Okay. This much is the meaning of the 12th mantra. And having, this only this, in this mantra, Nachiketas talk very highly of heaven. So, does it mean that there's no fear at all in heaven? There's relatively, there's no fear, but there is fear. There is anxiety. There is fear of death. Why? Because heaven, life in heaven also is not permanent. And compared to the span of life in this world, the span of life in heaven is much longer. And there's no thing called old age. And there won't be hunger and thirst in heaven. But still, the span of life a person can have in heaven, though it is much longer, still it will come to an end. So relative, so all whatever Nachiketa has glorified the heaven in this mantra, it's only relatively accepted. Okay. Now, having talked very highly of heaven, the 13th mantra, now Nachiketa expresses what he wants as a second boon. So Upanishad presents the content of Nachiketa's second boon. Okay. Sattvamagnim swargyamadyeshi mrityo. Sattvamagnim swargyamadyeshi mrityo. Sattvamagnim swargyamadyeshi mrityo. Prabrohitam Shaddhadhanaya Mahyam. Prabrohitam Shaddhadhanaya Mahyam. Prabrohitam Shaddhadhanaya Mahyam. Swargaloka Amrutattvam Bhajanta. Yetadvitiyena Vrnevarena. Sargaloka amrutattvam bhajanta yetadvitiyena vrnevarena. If you want to have a pass, you have to break like this. Sargaloka amrutattvam bhajante
ಏತದ್ವಿತೀಯೇನ ವೃಣೇ ವರೇಣ.
ಹೇ ಮೃತ್ಯೋ, ಏತದ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯೇನ ವರೇಣ ವೃಣೇ. ವೃಣೇ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಚೂಸ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಬೋನ್. ಏತದ್ ದ್ವಿತೀಯೇನ ವರೇಣ ವೃಣೇ. ಸೊ ವೃಣೇ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೃಣತೆ, ದಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ವೃಣತೆ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇಸ್ ವೃಣೇ. ಓ ಹೇ ಮೃತ್ಯು, ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಡೆತ್, ವೃಣೇ ಐ ಚೂಸ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ಏತದ್ ವೃಣೇ ಐ ಚೂಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಬೋನ್. ದ್ವಿತೀಯೇನ ಪರೇಣ ಏತದ್ ವೃಣೇ. ಐ ಚೂಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಬೋನ್. ಐ ಚೂಸ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು ದಿಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಬೋನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್? ತ್ವಂ ಇಸ್ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾನಾಯ ತಂ ಪ್ರಬ್ರೂಹಿ. ಪ್ರಬ್ರೂಹಿ ತಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್. ಪ್ರಬ್ರೂಹಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ರಿವೀಲ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಟೀಚ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಸೇ ಟು ಮೀ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಟೀಚ್ ಮೀ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಪ್ರಬ್ರೂಹಿ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಸೇ ಟು ಮೀ. ಮಹ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಬ್ರೂಹಿ ತಂ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಆಮ್ ಐ? ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾನ, ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾನಾಯ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ಪ್ರಬ್ರೂಹಿ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಡೂ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಮೀ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬೇಟ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ, ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೋಟಲ್ ಅನ್ಫ್ಲಿಂಚಿಂಗ್ ಫೇತ್ in the teaching of the Veda Shastra. I have unflinching faith in the Veda Shastra. Therefore, please do say to me that. Please do say that to me, who has Shraddha. Say what? Tam means say to, say that to me means what is that? Tam agnim. Please do say means, please do teach me that particular ritual. Okay. And you know that ritual. Tvam agnim adhyeshi. Tvam agnim adhyeshi. Saha tvam, O Lord Yama, yourself, being what who you are, what you are, you, adhyeshi, you do know that particular specific ritual. See, the word agnihi has many meanings. One meaning is simply the fire. Another meaning is what? A fire specifically kindled to perform a specific ritual is also known as agnihi. And here, a ritual is also known as agnihi. A specific ritual performed kindling the fire in a specific manner. So he says, agnim adhyeshi means you know that specific ritual in which the agni is kindled in a specific manner, and specific devata is invoked, specific mantras are chanted. That particular ritual you know, a specific ritual you know. Tam tvam agnim adhyeshi. Adhyeshi means you know. He mrityo. And what is that ritual? Swargyam. Swargyam means anything pertaining to Swargaha is called Swargya. Saha, in third person singular pronoun, is used here
as a, an expression of respect to Lord Yama. Tapatva means that, you know, you are that great person who knows. Understand? That's the meaning. Oh Lord Yama, you are such a great person that you know that specific ritual pertaining to heaven. A specific ritual which should be performed and which alone will enable a person accumulate adequate punyam to be eligible to go to heaven. Swargyam agnim tvam saha tvam adyeshi. Swargyam agnim saha tvam adyeshi. You know that specific ritual which should be performed, which is associated with heaven, which alone will enable a person earn punyam to be eligible to go to heaven. You know that. Therefore, what you should do? Tam agnim prabruhi. Tam is a pronoun indicating agnim. Tam agnim prabruhi. Please do say to me, mahyam shaddhadanaya mahyam tam agnim prabruhi. Please do say to me that particular ritual. Means what? Please do teach me that specific ritual, swargyam agnim, so that I will know how to perform that ritual. Thereby, by performing that ritual, it will be possible for anyone to go to heaven. That's the meaning. And then I'm not simply asking out of curiosity whether the ritual will be effective or not, whether a person will go to heaven or not. I'm not asking out of curiosity or without any respect. I have great respect for the Veda Shastram. I have total unflinching faith in the Veda Shastram, Vedic teaching. So, Veda Shastram talks about the existence of heaven. Veda Shastram talks about the attainment of heaven, the possibility of attaining heaven after the death. But Veda Shastram also says one must accumulate abundance of specific punyam to be eligible to travel through a given path and to attain heaven and to remain there in a given subtle form with much refined, subtler instruments to be able to enjoy the heavenly pleasures. So Shastram talks about all this. The same Shastram also says, such a heavenly life is not permanent. One can live in that heaven only as long as the person has punyam. When the punyam gets exhausted, the person has to quit that heaven, the world of heaven. He wants to come back to this world of mortals, which means even though lifespan of heaven is much longer, even though relatively there's no fear, relatively, there is no old age. Relatively, there is no hunger and thirst. Relatively, a person rejoices in heaven. There's no pain. Still, that heaven life, the heaven enjoyment of heavenly pleasures is also time-bound. Time-bound means it is not permanent. This also Veda Shastram says. And even though Veda Shastram says, even though our greatest text, the Veda Shastram says, still, existence of heaven cannot be proved, nor can one disprove the existence of heaven. Even the idea of going to heaven also cannot be proved, nor it can be disproved. Therefore, it's only a matter for belief. It's a non-verifiable matter for belief. But same Veda Shastram, at the end portion, teaches, reveals an amazing, verifiable fact of essential oneness of the reality. Therefore, we have faith in the Vedashastram. And this Nachiketaha, Nachiketas, having come in this highly traditional Vedic family, as a person of tremendous Vedic cultural background, he has no doubt at all in the Vedic teaching. He has great Shraddha, unflinching faith in teaching of the Veda Shastram. Therefore, he deserves the teaching. The one who has Shraddha in the teaching deserves the teaching. He tells that Lord Yama should not have any hesitation in teaching, doubting his faith in the Shastram. So he himself, Nachiketas himself says, makes it very clear to Lord Yama, Aham Shraddhadanaha, I am of unflinching faith in the Vedic teaching. Therefore, unto me, Mahyam Shraddhadanaya, to me, the one who has great Shraddha in the Veda Shastram, Tam Yajnam, Tam Agnyam Prabruhi, please do teach me that specific Swargyam Agnyam, that specific ritual which should be performed to earn Punyam in order to become eligible to go to heaven. Okay, just because Nachiketas asked for the knowledge of how to perform the specific ritual to earn Punyam to go to heaven, don't mistake Nachiketas to be a person interested in going to heaven. Okay, what does he ask? He asked for the sake of others who are interested in going to heaven, not for himself. Why? The third boon will make it very clear. Nachiketas wanted the knowledge of a specific performance or specific ritual, but still he is not interested in going to heaven. He wants the Atma Jnana. He is not at all interested in going to heaven. He wants Jnana right now in this world, which we will come to know in the next question. Okay. So let us see this mantra now. Sattvam Agnim Sargyam Adhyeshi Mrityo Prabrohitam Shraddhadhanaya Mahyam Swargaloka Amrutattvam Bhajante. Next one. And then Swargalokaha Amrutattvam Bhajante. Swargalokaha means, please understand, not the heaven, worlds of heaven. Here Swargalokaha means the heavenly beings, the inhabitants of heaven, people, the jivas, who having earned punyam, who go to heaven and reside in heaven, such people, Swargalokaha, means the inhabitants of heaven, Amrutattvam Bhajante, they attain immortality. It is exaggeration. Okay? Heavenly beings attain immortality means what? Beings in heaven attain immortality? Is it true? Then all of us must make efforts only to go to heaven? No. In heaven, Amrutattvam means immortality. They attain immortality means relatively they become immortal. Why? Because people who go to heaven, the beings who go to heaven, live in heaven, the heaven, for a very, 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 very long time. That's why I told you already, the span of life in heaven is very, very, very long span of life. Therefore, they are said to enjoy relative immortality. Absolute immortality is possible only in the wake of the jnana. In fact, nothing is absolutely immortal except the Atma Swarupam, except the reality. That's why absolute immortality cannot be attained. Absolute immortality, deathlessness, has to be understood as the nature of one's own self. Okay? Absolute immortality is the nature of the Atma, nature of the reality, nature of the Atma. And therefore, one has to discover that immortality being absolutely one's own nature. Something to be discovered, not to be attained. That's why only in the wake of the knowledge of one's own Swarupam being Brahman, Atma, one can attain absolute immortality. Attainment of immortality is understanding of the immortality. Discovery of immortality is attainment of immortality, which is absolute, which is one's own Swarupam. Whereas here, Swargalokaha, heavenly beings attain immortality means enjoy immortality, attain immortality means they attain relative immortality. Relatively, they become immortal, not absolutely. Which means after a long span of life, there will be a time when punyam gets exhausted, every jiva has to quit heaven and come back to this world of mortals. Therefore, we should be very careful. But it's a glorification. When compared to life in Bhuloka, life in Swargaloka is of longest span of life. Therefore, the longest life. So it said, Swargalokaha amrutattvam bhajante. So people of beings of heaven enjoy, attain relative immortality. Therefore, please do teach me that specific ritual to be performed to earn punyam in order to become eligible to go to heaven. And you know that, please do teach me, because I have Shraddha in the teaching. Saha Tvam Swargyam Agnim Adhyeshi He Mrityo Tvam Adhyeshi Tam Agnim Shraddhadanaya Mahyam Prabruhi Swargalokaha Amrutattvam Bhajante Yetad Dvitiyena Varena Prane. This is what I choose to ask you as the second boon. Is it clear? Okay. Now, next mantra. Prate bravimi tadume nibodha. Prate bravimi tadume nibodha. Too small. Swargyam agnim nachiketah prajanan. Swargyam agnim nachiketah prajanan. Anantalokaptimatho pratishtham. Anantalokaptimatho pratishtham. Vidhitvametam nihitam guhayam. Vidhitvametam nihitam guhayam. Prate bravimi tadume nibodha. Swargyam agnim nachiketah prajanan. Anantalokaptimatho pratishtham. Vidhitvametam nihitam guhayam. Lokadimagnim, lokadimagnim, tamuvacha tasmai, ya ishtakaya vatir vayathava, sachapitat pratyavadat yathoktam, ಸಚಾಪಿ ತತ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯವದತ್ ಯಥೋಕ್ತಂ ಅಥಾಸ್ಯ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಪುನರೇವಾಹ ತುಷ್ಟಃ ಅಥಾಸ್ಯ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಪುನರೇವಾಹ ತುಷ್ಟಃ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದಿ 13th ಮಂತ್ರ, ನಚಿಕೇತಸ್ the 13th mantra when Achiketas revealed what he wanted as a second boon, the 13th mantra and Lord Yama, so that's the 13th mantra. Achiketas revealed what he wants a second boon. So before we enter into the next mantra, we should remember, even though Nachiketa states that heavenly beings enjoy, attain immortality, that immortality, Amrutatvam mentioned by Nachiketa, is relative immortality, it is not absolute immortality. Which means, relative immortality means the life in heaven also will come to an end. Next one. ಪ್ರತೆ ಬ್ರವೀಮಿ ತದು ಮೇ ನಿಬೋಧ ಸ್ವರ್ಗ್ಯಮಗ್ನಿಂ ನಚಿಕೇತ ಪ್ರಜಾನನ್ ಅನಂತಲೋಕಾಪ್ತಿಮಥೋ ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾಂ ವಿದ್ಧಿ ತ್ವಮೇತಂ ನಿಹಿತಂ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ. ನೌ ದಿ 14th ಮಂತ್ರ, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಯಮ ಅಡ್ರೆಸಸ್ ನಚಿಕೇತಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಹೇ ನಚಿಕೇತಃ. ಹೇ ನಚಿಕೇತಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಓ ನಚಿಕೇತಸ್, ಓ ನಚಿಕೇತಸ್. ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅಡ್ರೆಸ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಯಮ ಸೇಸ್, ಅಗ್ನಿಂ ಪ್ರಜಾನನ್, ಅಗ್ನಿಂ ಪ್ರಜಾನನ್, ಸ್ವರ್ಗ್ಯಂ, ಸ್ವರ್ಗ್ಯಂ ಅಗ್ನಿಂ ಪ್ರಜಾನನ್ ತೇ ಬ್ರವೀಮಿ. See, there's a pra in the first month, first letter is a pra. Prate bravimi, prate bravimi. See, for the sake of adjusting the meter, somehow in the Upanishad, the prefix is put separately in the very beginning as prate bravimi. Te to you. And the pra should go with the verb bravimi. Bravimi, I say, I speak, I tell, I reveal, I express, I convey, I teach. So bravimi. And with the prefix also, it means the same. Prabravimi. Prabravimi, bravimi. Bravimi, prabravimi mean the same. Prabravi means prakarshena bravimi. That pra indicates what? I carefully, thoughtfully teach, tell you. Okay? I without hiding, without changing, without diluting, without, distorting, without distorting, without changing, without hiding, exactly as it is, I teach you. Prabravimi. Hey Nachiketaha, te prabravimi. I teach you clearly, without any distortion. However, without nature, the pra indicates, without a distortion, without hiding, without, changing, I teach you exactly. What? Tad. That. What that? Swargyam Agnim. Swargyam Agnim. I teach you that specific ritual. Agni means specific ritual which should be performed to earn punyam, to be eligible to go to heaven. So, swargyam agnim te prabravimi. I teach you the specific ritual pertaining to heaven. How? Prajanan. Prajanan means prakarshena janan. Thoughtfully remembering, recollecting. I know, I have the knowledge. It is there in me. But now what, as soon as you ask me, I have to dwell upon, think about it. And I have to remember that. I have to recollect it from my memory. I have to teach it. So prajanan means remembering, recollecting it from my memory, which I already know. It's there very clearly in my mind. Remembering, I teach you that ritual pertaining to heaven. May Nibodha, may you clearly understand it from me. Nibodha, Bodha, imperative verb. May you know from me. May from me, Mattaha, Bodha. May you know from me. Nibodha, Nishchayena Bodha. Definitely, may you understand from me. May you understand from me. May you learn from me. May you know from me clearly. And I teach you that. Is it clear? Everybody is clear now? Okay. Hey Nachiketaha. Tad. U. That U is Nipata. Okay. Simply said. Tad. Te. Tad Swargyam Agnim. Prajanan. Te bravimi, me nibodha. Is it clear? Okay. Anantalokaptimatho pratishtham vidhi tvametam nihitam guhayam. Now, he says, tvam vidhi. He said, tvam nibodha, tvam vidhi. Same meaning. Vidhi, may you understand from me. Tvam vidhi, may you understand. May tvam vidhi, from me may you understand. May nibodha, may you know from me, may you understand from me. What etat, etam ananta lokaptim ataha pratishtham vidhitvam etam. Etam, tam, these two in the objective case forms of saha and eshaha. The pronoun indicates agnim. Etam agnim vidhi. May you understand, may you learn that ritual from me. Etam agnim tvam vidhi. May you learn that ritual from me. And then what is a ritual? Ananta lokaptim. Ananta lokaptim. Ananta lokaha here means heaven. Ananta lokaha is another word for heaven. Swarga lokaha. Aptihi means that which serves as a means of attainment of heaven. So may you understand, learn the specific ritual from me, which serves as the performance of which serves as a means of attainment of Anantaloka. Anantaloka aptim etam me vidhi. So, Anantaloka aptihi agnihi means what? The agni. The ritual which serves as a means of attainment of heaven. ఈ సెట్ టు బి స్వర్గలోకాప్తి అగ్ని అనంతలోకాప్తి అగ్ని. సో హీ ఆల్సో ప్రైసెస్ లార్డ్ యమ ఆల్సో ప్రైసెస్ ఎస్ మే యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ రిచువల్ వెరీ స్పెసిఫిక్ రిచువల్ స్పెషల్ రిచువల్ అండ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ సర్వ్స్ ఎస్ అ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ హెవెన్ అనంత లోకాప్తిం ఏతం అగ్నిం మే విద్ధి. అండ్ ప్రతిష్టాం ప్రతిష్టాం. అండ్ దిస్ అగ్ని ఈజ్ ఆల్సో సరీ ది అనంత నాట్ ఓన్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ అనంత హెవెన్ ప్రతిష్టాం. Thereby, you understand, pratishtha means support, the substratum, support of the world. And guhayam nihitam. So this agni, you will learn from me, and which is the means of attainment of the heaven, the anantaloka, and thereby it's also the support of attainment of which is also a means of attainment of the support of the world. And that support of the world is, where is the support of the world? Support of the world is hidden in the heart, the cave of heart, mind, guhayam nihitam. There is support of the world which is pratishtha. And support of the world is hidden in the cave of the mind. Hidden in the cave of mind. Cave of the mind. Puhayam nihitam. So in order to attain that swargaloka, thereby you have to attain support of the world, hidden in the cave of mind, cave of guhayam nihitam, this ritual serves as a means. So may you learn that ritual. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So what does Lord Yama says Nachiketas in this mantra? So Lord Yama confirms Nachiketas. Come to Machiketas, this definitely Lord Yama very much, very well remembers that ritual. He always knows, he already knows, and that knowledge of that ritual is very much in his mind, and he remembers, he recollects that, and he will be able to teach that. It is that ritual performing which alone one can go to heaven. Which means that ritual serves the means of attainment of heaven. Lokaptihi, agnihi. So Lord Yama says that nibodha, that ni is very important. May you understand from me very clearly with any doubt. So Lord Yama also praises that agnihi, the particular ritual. So anantalokaptihi, and he says pratishtham, not only this ritual serves as a means of attainment of heaven, it is this ritual agnihi, which is there as the very support of the world, the entire world. Why? Because how can we say this Agni is the Pratishtha? Agni is support of the entire world, because the Agnihi also implies, here the Agnihi, the ritual, implies the Virat Devata, Virat Devata is the one who is to be invoked here by performing this ritual. The specific ritual, performing a specific ritual, the Devata invoked is the Virat Devata. So, Virat Devata, which means Samashti Sthula Prapanchaha. Bhagavan in the home of the entire gross manifestation of Virat Devata. Therefore, this Virat Devata is the Devata to be invoked by performing a specific ritual. Therefore, the Agnihi here implies Virat Devata. Therefore, Agni implying the Virat Devata is said to be the support of the entire world. Pratishtha. And then, where does this Agni Devata, where does this Agni implying Virat Devata? Okay, the specific ritual in which fire is kindled, and this Agni, this fire, also stands for Virat Devata. And where does this Virat Devata, Agni in the Virat Devata reside? He says, Agnihi, as Virat Devata, who is the name of the whole universe, the support of the entire world, resides in the very cave of heart. Resides in the cave of heart, cave of mind. Which means, so Virat Devata, Agnihi, symbolize Agni implying Virat Devata resides in the cave of mind. Cave of heart means this Virat Devata alone is meditated upon in the minds. Virat Devata is meditated upon in the minds. Therefore, he is said to be residing in the mind. Therefore, Niha Guhayam Nihitam. So, when people practice Virat Upasanam, Virat Devata Upasanam, where is the Virat? Virat is meditated upon, means Virat resides in the cave of minds. And that Virat Devata is implied by this Agnihi, this specific ritual wherein specific Agni is kindled. When Virat Devata is invoked. Therefore, this Agni himself is said to be support of the world. And Agni himself is said to be, Agni is implying Virat Devata is said to be residing in the cave of minds. This is the glorification of the Agni here. So Agnihi means ritual. Agnihi means a specific ritual here. Agnihi means a specific fire specifically kindled in the performance of a specific ritual. And this serves as the means of attainment of heaven. And this Agnihi, the Devata invoked happens to be Virat Devata. Agni implies also Virat Devata. And Virat Devata is a port of the entire world. How? See, the total is the support of individual. Every wave has the support of the entire ocean. Always Samashtihi is the support of the Vyashtihi. Samashtihi forms support of the Vyashtihi. Virat Devata happens to be Samashtihi. He said to be support of the entire world. Pratishtha. And this Virat Devata happens to be Devata invoked and during performance of ritual, Virat Devata being meditated upon, Virat Devata, Agnihi, implying Virat Devata, is said to be residing in the cave of minds. Is it clear? Clear or not? You are listening? Okay. You had to bear with me, okay? You had to wait for the third question. You will enjoy it. I know. And this certain thing I have to tell you, which I'll do, I'll say it in the Sanskrit grammar class, okay? Not in Vedanta class. Lokadimagnim tamuvacha tasmai. Lokadimagnim tamuvacha tasmai. Ya ishtaka yavatirva yathava. Ya ishtaka yavatirva yathava. Sachapi tat pratyavadat yathoktam. Sachapi tat pratyavadat yathoktam. Athasya mrityuh punarevaha tushtah. Athasya mrityuh punarevaha tushtah. Lokadimagnim tamuvacha tasmai. Ya ishtaka yavatirva yathava. Sachapi tat pratyavadat yathoktam. Athasya mrityuh punarevaha tushtah. See, the grammatical point is, Agnihi is a pullinga shabdaha, masculine gender word. But when the Agni is said to be the support of the world, support of everything, Agni, it must be Pratishtha. Why Pratishtha? Pratishtha is a neutral gender word. Sorry, masculine gender, stealing a shabdaha. Stealing a shabdaha, Pratishtha. So let me, now I'm going to teach you that Agni, which is the means of attainment of the heaven, Anantaloka. And after that, it's also Pratishtha. Agni Pratishtha means this Agni stands for Virat Devata. Why? Because in this ritual, specific ritual, fire is kindled, oblations are offered, and this Devata invoked here is Virat Devata. And Virat Devata is a Samashti. Samashti is support of the entire world. Everything, the world, therefore, Agni is said to be the support of the world. And this Virat Devata happens to be meditated upon in the mines, residing in the mines, cave of mines. Therefore, Agni, employing Virat Devata, is said to be residing in the cave of mines. Is it clear? Next mantra, still we are in the second bone only, we have not yet gone to the third bone. Lokadi magnim tamuvacha tasmai. Now, tam uvacha, uvacha tasmai. Tam uvacha tam lokadim agnim tasmai uvacha. So it's implied here. Kaha uvacha, who said? To whom? Lord Yama. Yama. Yamadharma Rajaha. Lord Death. Mrityuhu. Mrityuhu. Yamadharma Rajaha. Lord Yama. Uvacha. Uvacha means said. Past perfect tense you know very well. So he said means what? He taught. Lord Yama taught Nachiketas. Tam, tasmai uvacha, Lord Yama, tasmai uvacha, so Lord Yama revealed to Nachiketas, tasmai means to him, revealed to whom, who revealed to whom, Lord Yama revealed to him means Nachiketas. What did he reveal? What did he teach? So Lord Yama taught him. Tam Agnim He taught that specific ritual. Lord Yama taught that specific ritual. And what is that ritual? Lokadihi. Lokadihi means Loke Adihi Yaha. So Lokadihi. So Lord Yama taught Nachiketas that specific ritual, which is the foremost in the world, which is the foremost in the world, Lokadihi. Loke Adihi Lokadihi. Okay. Then Ya Ishtaka Yavatihi Va Yathava. No, Ishtakaha. See Ishtaka. See Ishtaka. And you can say Ishtakaha, plural word. Okay, Ishtika or Ishtaka means brick. Ishtika means brick. So that's what is said to be Ishtaka here. Yaha Ishtakaha means the those bricks which alone should be used. Yaha Ishtakaha means those bricks which should be used in having this Agni Kunda to perform a ritual. Yavatihi, and you can't take as many as you want. Yavatihi Ishtakaha. What are those specific bricks which should be used? And how many should be used? How much of the brick should be used? Yavatihi. Yavatihi. And how much of the brick should be used? He taught that also. Va, yathava. Yathava. And how those bricks should be used. See, bricks are used in creating a Agni Kunda where the ritual should be performed. So he taught him the whole ritual properly to Nachiketas. So he, including what are those bricks which should be used and how much should be of those bricks and how many bricks should be used and how they must be used, etc. He taught. Yaha ishtakaha, yavatihi ishtakaha, and yathava, how they should be used, etc. He taught very clearly. Sahacha api tat pratyavadat. Sahacha api pratyavadat. Pratyavadat means what? Vadati. Prativadati. What are the past tense of Prativadati? Pratiavadati. So Pratyavadat. Sahacha Pratyavadat. See, Lord Yama was very kind. He did not say only once. Okay? He repeated. Why? If only once he said, he thought Nachiketas would not have grasped it. So he said again, Pratyavadat, he repeated. Okay, and he repeated. Okay, Pratyavadat, Sahacha Pratyavadat. Okay, then Yathoktam, Yatha Uktam. Not only did he repeat, not only he said again what he said once, he repeated, and he taught exactly how it should be taught. Yatha uktam, how it has been taught before in the tradition. Yatha uktam, exactly how it has been being taught in the tradition. So exactly he, Lord Yama, taught Nachiketas. Okay, with this over. Now, what happened when Lord Yama taught him and he repeated it exactly how it should be taught? He taught, Nachiketas learned it correctly. Atha, then what happened? Atha tushtaha, tushtaha. Then he became happy. He became very pleased. Therefore, mrityuhu aha. Mrityuhu punareva aha tushtaha. Mrityuhu tushtaha punareva aha asya. So Lord Yama himself became satisfied with his repetition. Mrityuhu tushtaha mrityuhu. See, Nachiketas also was happy. Tushtaha means satisfied. Tushtaha mrityuhu. Lord Yama, who was satisfied with his own repetition, repeated teaching, who was pleased with his own repeated teaching, tushtaha Lord Yama, punaha eva aha. Again, asya aha. Punaha eva asya aha. Again, okay, punaha eva aha. Again he said. Again he said. Is it clear? Okay. Which means Lord Yama did not hide anything, did not change anything, did not distort anything. He taught exactly how it should be taught. Therefore, Lord Yama learned. That is, Nachiketas learned from Lord Yama. So, what are the bricks should be used? What type of bricks should be used? How many bricks should be used? And how they should be used, etc. he taught. Therefore, here bricks means what? Performing ritual? Of course, the bricks have to be used in constructing the Agni Kunda. Therefore, how they should be arranged, etc. was taught by Lord Yama clearly. And it's not simply teaching, okay? In building, in constructing Agni Kunda also, there are different shapes, different sizes, and some must be round, some must be circle, some must be in triangular shape, some Agni Kundas must be in a rectangular shape, some must be in square shape. So there are different ways of building even the Agni Kundas. You might have noticed in the temples, different types of Agni Kundas they build. For different specific ritual, different types of rituals invoking the grace of different devatas and different mantras must be chanted. Agni Kundas also must be of different shapes. And so there is a specific way how the brick should be placed, how a brick should be used, etc. We can't build the way you want. There's a way method. So all that he taught, that's the meaning. So, we should not tell exactly, he only taught about the bricks. What it implies here is, not that exact, he only taught how, what about the bricks. What it implies is, it is only a simple explanation of the elaborate teaching of, simple presentation of elaborate teaching of Lord Yama. So Lord Yama must have taught the whole, all about ritual elaborately, very clearly. Okay. So how many avrittis must be done? What are ingredients must be offered? Which devata should be offered? How a person should see it? We can't say, okay, that elaborately he must have taught very clearly the entire ritual. And who is the devata here? As I already told, Vishwarupaha, Ishwaraha. Vishwarupa Ishwaraha is Virat Devata. Virat Devata has been invoked here, and Lord Yama taught Nachiketas how in performing this ritual, okay, right from the construction of the Agni Kunda, in involving the bricks, using bricks, etc., Then he must have taught how the fire should be kindled and how what all ingredients should be offered into the fire as ahutis, and how the Vishwarupa Ishwaraha or Virat Devata must be invoked, etc. Lord Yama taught Nachiketas thoroughly. And he didn't say only, he didn't stop with saying once, he repeated Pratyavadate. And Punaha Eva Tushtaha Mrityuhu again, the Lord Yama, who was satisfied with his own repeated teaching, he again said to Nachiketas. Okay. Now it is time before I go to the next mantra. And what did he do? Nachiketas also and we have to supply it here. So Lord Yama repeated and Nachiketas performed the ritual and showed to Lord Yama. And Lord Yama was very happy with Nachiketas' performance. Therefore, Lord Yama himself offers another boon, which is an extra boon. Apart from three boons, as part of the second boon, he offers another special boon. What is that? We'll see here. Tamabravit priyamano mahatma. Tamabravit. Tamabravit. Priyamano mahatma. Varam taved tavehadya. Varam tavehadya dadami bhoyaham. Varam tavehadya dadami bhoyaham. Tavaiva namna bhavitaya magnihi. Tavaiva nama bhavitaya magnihi. Shrinkam che mamaneka ropam grihana. Shrinkam che mamaneka ropam grihana. Tamabravit priyamano mahatma. Tamabravit priyamano mahatma. Varam tavehadya dadami bhoyaha. Tavaiva namna bhavitaya magnihi. Srinkam che mamaneka ropam grihana. So before we go to the meaning, go to see the meaning of 16th mantra, we had to remember, so the Lord Yama taught elaborately all about the ritual, and he repeated, and he was satisfied, though he saw his own repeated teaching, and he saw Nachiketas understood the teaching thoroughly, and Nachiketas himself performed properly, that Lord Yama was pleased with Nachiketas, understanding of Nachiketas and how he grasped well and repeated it. Okay. That be what happened. He was very happy with Nachiketas. So he wanted to give another small gift, extra gift. Okay. What the extra gift? What the extra boon he wanted to give? Not the third boon. As part of the second boon he gives, O Nachiketas, this Agnihi, this specific ritual which he performed to go to heaven, will be named of, will be given your name. Nachiketa Agnihi. This ritual is given a special name. Nachiketa Agnihi. Okay, this is the, so already he established himself. He says, Tamabravit priyamano mahatma. Tamabravit priyamano mahatma. So, what he says, Tam abravit. Lord Yama said to Nachiketas. How was Lord Yama? Mahatma. Mahatma means what? The great minded Lord Yama. Magnanimously, Lord Yama of magnanimity. Lord Yama, who was of magnanimity and who was of generosity. Priyamanaha. Priyamanaha means what? Be highly pleased. Priyamanaha. Being highly pleased with Nachiketas. Seeing his brilliance, intelligence, how he grasped and repeated what he taught. Being pleased with Lord Yama, Nachiketas, Lord Yama, the great-minded, magnanimous, highly generous Lord Yama, Tam abravid, means said to Nachiketas. Tam means him. Lord Yama abravid, said to Nachiketas. What did he say? Bhuyaha dadami. Varam tava iha adya bhuyaha dadami. Varam dadami. Hey Nachiketas, oh my dear Nachiketas, I give you a boon. Tava. I give a boon to you. Iha. Now here. Adya. Now itself. Today. Here. Now itself, I give you again another boon also, which you have not asked for it. Bhuyaha, again. Iha, now itself. Adya, here itself, now itself, I give you another boon. Bhuyaha, aham, tava, iha, adya, varam, dadami. Adya, iha, bhuyaha, aham, varam, dadami. Lord Yama tells Nachiketas, why does he say? Because Priyamanaha, he was highly pleased with Nachiketas. And what is that boon? Tavayeva namna bhavita ayam agnihi. This agnihi, this specific ritual which is performed. And how the fire which is specifically, the fire which is specifically kindled, and how specifically mantras are chanted, the specific ritual in which fire is specifically kindled, how mantras are specifically recited, and all oblations are specifically offered, and this specific ritual which should be performed to earn punyam, to be eligible to go to heaven, this ritual, we know, tava namna, tavayeva namna bhavishyati. It will be in your name. It will be in with your name only. Tavayeva namna bhavishyati. Hereafter, this ritual itself will happen with your name. Tavayeva namna ayam agnihi bhavishyati. This specific ritual will be hereafter happening only with your name. Tavayeva namna ayam agnihi bhavishyati. Okay. Therefore he says, and what is it? Srinkam cha imam. Aneka rupam grihana. Okay. Aneka rupam srinkam cha. Aneka rupam srinkam cha imam grihana. And not only that, he says, this ritual will be known after you, hereafter, with your name. And he also gives grihana. Grihana, come on, please take this, receive this. Grihana, take this, accept this from me. What is it? Imam aneka rupam srinkamcha. Please do take this, okay? This necklace, srinkala, srinkala means chain. But srinka is a necklace. please take this necklace also. What is this? Okay. Aneka rupam. Necklace of many forms. So multifarious form, the necklace of multifarious form, aneka rupam sankamcha grihana. See, this is, it was not asked by Nachiket, okay? Nachiket asked only for 3 bones. Only first 2 bones are over. When getting the second boon, he already won the heart of Lord Yama, and he got extra special, okay? Special bones. What is that? Now the ritual will be known after his name as Nachiketagnihi. And he also gets another necklace of multifarious form. Imam Aneka Rupam Srinkamcha Grihana. What is Aneka Rupam means what? Necklace of multifarious form means studded with multifarious gems, precious gems. Necklace studded with multifarious precious gems. Now immediately the doubt may come. Oh, Lord Yama told him, okay, this ritual will be specifically known after his name. Means it will be called, this ritual will be known as Nachiketa Grihi. That's fine. But Nachiketas also was given a very nice necklace. Beautiful, highly studded with precious, multifarious, colorful gems. Now we all want to know, what do you think Nachiketas would have done with the necklace? Did he wear it? What he do with this? How the necklace look? We all want to know that nothing more is mentioned in the book. Okay. So what all the gems were studded there? How the necklace look? Do you have a design? Can we also have the same one ordered here? We can tell our, that information is not given. Okay. He got a very, very beautiful necklace studded with precious, colorful gems. This extra gift. See, it is like the child who comes and asks you for 1 lakh rupees or 1 lakh, 100,000 pounds. You give a small chocolate. What will he do? What? I want 100,000 pounds. And you are giving me 1 chocolate? The Nachiket is going to ask for moksha, jnanam. And for him, giving this gem to the necklace is like what? Giving chocolate to a child. Isn't it? So, Upani does not say anything more about this necklace. Just it is mentioned here that Nachiket has also received a beautiful necklace studded with precious colorful gems. So, Aneka Rupam Imam Srinkam Grihana. Aneka Rupam Imam Srinkam Grihana. Please accept the chiketas. Come on, boy. Have this also. Take this also. It's also for you. This is also for you. You're so excellent, fantastic. You're very good, brilliant. You have done exactly what I taught you. You're able to understand. I want to give you something more. I'm going to give you a gift. No, come on, take this. This is what Lord Yama must have told him, looking at him as a young boy of 9 years old. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue. Next class. Okay. Any questions?
Yes. Verse 14. Prajanan. Yeah. From which dot? Prajanan. Which dot is this? Jan or Gnya?
No. Janati. Gnya datu. Janati. Prajanati. Pra is the prefix. Gnya is the root. Janati is the root. Prajanan means knowing. Knowing means what? What implies is remembering what all he knows, recollecting, remembering, reflecting from his memory, and he says, okay, I'm going to teach you now. Any other questions from anybody?
Swami Ji, number 15, is it Tava Eva Namna Bhavita Ayam Agnihi?
Yes, yes. See, Bhavita is a future tense verb. First to future. Okay, Bhavishyati. Bhavita is equal to Bhavishyati. Tava Namna Eva Ayam Agnihi Bhavishyati. This ritual will happen with your name only. Tava Namna Eva. Namna is third case. Naman Shabda Nakarantaha Napumsakalingaha Naman Shabdaha. The Dritya Bhakto Namna Iti Rupam. Namna Tava Eva Namna Bhavishyati. Bhavita means Bhavishyati. I am Agnihi. This specific ritual will happen, will be with your name only hereafter. What is the name of the ritual? If you want, before it was taught Nachiketas, it was just Swargyaha Agnihi, that's all. Ritual pertaining to heaven. But now, after it was taught Nachiketas, it was performed in Nachiketas beautifully, and that time onwards, it was known after Nachiketas. So Lord Yama said that time, hereafter, this ritual will be known after you. I mean, it will be with your name only. Nachiketa Agnihi. That's not mentioned there. I'm just telling you. We are going to see the word Nachiketa Agnihi later on in the mantras. Okay, any other question? Is it clear now?
It's clear, yeah. So Nachiketas just repeated the ritual back, or he actually performed it?
Yeah, what? Right. See, it is not explicitly said here. Priyamanaha, Lord Yama was extremely happy, highly pleased with Lord Nachiketas means. So punaha eva tushtaha mrityuhu punaha eva aha. Mrityu was highly pleased, again being highly pleased, he again said, what now? So that means this hereafter, this ritual will be with your name only. And come on, take this, oh child, this also I want to give you. Take this, accept this necklace also. No, anima here means what? Anek rupam sunkam grihana. All those expressions, we assume, we have to supply the story in such a way that Nachiketas immediately, for he himself performed the ritual and he did the whole thing in front of Lord Yama. So Lord Yama, seeing Nachiketa, how he learnt everything quickly, grasped correctly, and not only did he grasp, he also exhibited it, his knowledge. He showed beautifully, and therefore Lord Yama became very pleased. Okay? That is implied. It's not mentioned there. We have to understand. And he gave him the boon. Okay. I'm going to stop now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Jayurbhyo Namaha Harihi Om.